Welcome to the M3 Podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back, M3 family. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. And the holidays are right around the corner. If you're listening to this in real time, tomorrow would be the celebration of Thanksgiving in the United States, as well as Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever it might be for this time of year. I want you all to stay motivated. Most people are getting off the bandwagon around this time of year when it comes to their fitness goals. And I preach on this to not start on Monday, to not start after the holidays, to not start next year, the first of the year. The time is now. The time to start and to continue is in this very moment right here, listening to this podcast. And if you're still on at this point, you have some motivation. I feel that you could get as a boost into helping you stay on track, which I'm going to help you guys with goal setting and motivation to help you for the 2024 year. I had our team coach put our prompt together for our weekly calls, and Alessandra put together all of the content for the motivation and goal setting week that we had created for everyone getting into the holidays. And it's really nice to remember that as the year is coming up, we tend to lose motivation with all the stress of the holiday season, overeating, socializing, giving ourselves for permission to fall off that bandwagon. And it's just as important to make time for yourself as it is to make time for others. So reset yourself, stay motivated, and look forward to the new year and your new goals. It's our job as coaches to help you stay motivated, yes, but we're here to help you focus on other things besides your physical health. And I think people think about motivation as, I can't get my butt into the gym, or I can't do my cardio and all of these things and stick to my diet. It's so much more than your physical health. You also need to take care of your mental and emotional health. And being in new social settings, traveling, that can all mess with you mentally and physically, in addition to spiritually too, especially talking about spiritual stuff with holiday seasons. People might have contradicting beliefs, and when you're with family, you might not always agree on what divinity is, what spirituality is, and these might be topics of discussion that I see people's core values and beliefs contradict one another and allow conflict to be the forefront of their relationship or the conversation. And we're here to remind you that you're focusing on yourself. Don't allow the outside factors to affect you. You're there to just be who you are. And if there's other things that cause you to react, talk about internally, what is it that's making you want to react, and what does it have to do with you, not the other person, but with your reactions. If they're reacting, let it be on them. That's something that may put them out of character, and that's theirs to deal with, not yours. So as we get into this, remind yourself who you are and what goals you have set forth and why you need to set continuous progressive goals for a better future. So goal setting is important because it does provide direction and purpose. It helps increase your motivation and focus, and it enables progress tracking and evaluation. So as you create smart goals, those things will help you realize that you're able to do the big things in the long run by taking care of the small tasks in the forefront. So goal setting is a powerful tool for personal and professional growth, and you can turn your dreams into actionable plans by achieving these meaningful results with short accomplishments as well. So if you create short-term goals, you'll feel more accomplished and confident and allow yourself to tackle on those bigger goals. So the steps that I see written out for effective goal setting include defining the long-term vision, breaking down goals into smaller tasks, like I said, using SMART framework, which we'll talk about what SMART goals are, and then writing down your goals that you can review regularly. You want to track your progress, adjust your strategies, and then once again, celebrate your achievements, both big and small. SMART goals, if anybody's heard this before, SMART, these goals as a framework apply to being specific by clearly defining your goals. They are also measurable, which establish criteria for tracking progress. My clients understand this with the timelines that they're given each week. allowing them to accomplish the big goals in the long run, which makes them feel achievable. That's the A, which sets realistic and obtainable goals. And they're relevant, that they ensure that these goals align with your aspirations. If you're into bodybuilding, you're not going to want to train for a marathon. I've had clients want to do the same, and your body will not respond to one or the other in equal priority. It's going to favor what you feed, and you have to allow yourself a time bound, like setting deadlines or target dates. And if you have a longer timeline that's required, you don't want to take the shortcuts. Like some clients I have doing preps that are 20, 25, 30 weeks. And I have a client right now who's 4 weeks out from show where she only needed 10 weeks, really even 10 pounds to lose. And that to me is a different timeline goal that felt realistic that I don't put on most people's timelines, if that makes sense. Timelines, just to give anybody else a brief explanation, is where I give them small tasks each week, which add up to their weekly goals. And when they check off those boxes each day that add up to the week, then they recognize that they accomplished the timeline goal for that week, which will make the long term or the bigger goal with the 10 week timeline that we created or the 20, 30 week timeline we created feel obtainable, smart, like we said. So as you continue on and you need to evaluate, reassess, reflect, you want to make sure that your goals are set properly for you to first meet what's important and that it helps you recognize your why. So as you reflect on your goals, you're increasing your self-awareness, you're learning, you're growing, you're aligning with your goals and your values more with who you are as an identity. And this helps with, I think, problem-solving skills. It promotes your emotions in regulating those, relationships with other people, your confidence, and your drive continues to improve. So as you do this, I feel like other ways to reflect are really good through meditation, journaling, creating a vision board, positive self-talk, and practicing gratitude. And some of these things might seem so tedious and silly and maybe even overused in social media world today, but they're practices and important for a reason. They're talked about highly for a reason because they work. And I preach on this heavily. I love meditation. I know that it helps train the mind for calmness and clarity. It's a part that makes me feel like I am rooted to myself. And I talked about this in our group call that when you're praying and you're saying things like mantras or you're speaking out loud and you're asking the divine for something, you are talking to that divine universe, God, whoever, you're talking to your greater power. And when you are sitting through meditation and listening to the thoughts that come and go, not attaching yourself to them as an identity, because that to me is part of the ego, but you're recognizing that the thoughts are part of you and that they can come and go. It allows you to separate yourself from those thoughts, not put an identity to it. And an example that I gave to our clients in the group call was, if you're saying, I am sad, I am embarrassed, I am scared, you could also say, I have feelings of fear, I have feelings of sadness, I feel embarrassed. Those things are recognized as part of something that is not you, but also can be related as a thought that you can let go of, just like you had entered into your mind, not your spirit, if that makes sense. So as you are practicing meditation, these are things that can help you, in my opinion, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance mental clarity and focus, improve relaxation, allow you for better sleep, again, better self-awareness and mindfulness. And to me, I think of this as tolerance and patience. If you're ever sitting still and you want to itch yourself, or if you want to move or twitch, you're allowing yourself to choose not to give into the reactions of the outside forces and to create patience with just sitting and allowing time to pass. Time is something that we created. We're just here and now and that presence. And we create a future and a past with our what we would say negative version of anxiety and depression. When we're anxious, we're thinking about the future. When we're depressed, we're thinking about the past. But in a positive state, those things can also be the same. If you're thinking about the sadness of the past, but you're like happy about the things that you're mourning too, you could be creating memories and focusing on that and reminiscing on the past and not being in the present. You could also be super excited and hopeful and eager for the future, but you're still forgetting about the present. And to be in your thoughts and focusing on what is in front of you, in your mind, in that very moment, that allows you to recognize the true essence of patience. So how to practice meditation, there's different forms of it. I know people can choose to sit still if you wanted to. You could move, you could flow, you could be in a state of bliss, but it's wherever you can be that allows you to, I don't want to say the word shut out at outside noises, because you want to tune into what's going on outside, but don't distract yourself with your device, your phone. Don't distract yourself with conversations of people. If you want, you can listen to them, but then let it go just like a thought. Think about what it is that's happening in that conversation. How does it make you feel? Then let the thought go. Move on to the next area of your environment. And then watch how your thought pattern changes from there. Another one could be just simply focusing on your breath. Inhaling, exhaling, thinking about that. That will bring you back to your present state. And I like mantras as another version of prayer in meditation. So as we just talked about this, you're having a conversation, you're praying, you're talking, you're speaking mantras, but then you're also meditating in a sense of listening. So go ahead and speak, ask, pray, however it may be. Allow your affirmations to come in, allow the reprogramming to come in, and then see what is rewired in your brain from the subconscious and the thought process that follows. And then, like I said, once the thought comes in, learn how to let it go. Journaling is another great option. To each their own with journaling. I know that this is really great where if you dedicate time and you choose to write freely without any judgment, knowing that no one else is going to read or judge what you're writing or see or talk about. And if you explore different techniques with this, you can use prompts, exercises. But my goal for you is to make it a consistent habit. Practice it, set that time aside, tell yourself you're going to dedicate 10, 15, 30 minutes, and even a full page, and just go freely write until your heart continues. And maybe you'll continue further from there and you don't need that set timeline. You just need your thoughts to get out. I like journaling as a form of filtration, because sometimes when I want to say something to somebody else or I am frustrated with my own thoughts in the moment, I can put them on a piece of paper, and that's my version of letting things go as well. Sometimes thoughts stay stuck with me, and through that paper, I've learned that it no longer is a part of me. It's in that book or it's in that piece of paper, and I can not be attached to that identity any longer. Thinking back to goal setting, your journals can be another form of writing your dreams, your aspirations, and that can transpire into creating a vision board. Vision boards are very awesome in helping you reiterate the things that you want, visualizing them, allowing them to feel real, and there's some sort of sensation that you can have when you hand make one. But if you're able to put it even on your phone as a screensaver, something that you can see often, you're reaffirming the things that you truly want and allowing yourself to create more inspiration, and that's how you can better your motivation. Practicing gratitude is another form of allowing goals to come into fruition and to help keep yourself motivated. If you're changing your perspective and you're not saying like, oh, I have to go to this job, I have to get this workout done, I have to eat this food, it's I am blessed to have the job I have. I am blessed to come home and shower and have a nice meal and nourish my body with the food that I get to have in front of me. I am so grateful that I have a moving body that works, that is capable of doing great things. all of these different perspectives allow you to feel happier, more energetic, more resiliency, and be stronger with yourself and the relationships around you. This will boost your motivation and I think as well boost your performance. But truly, having better gratitude practice also builds your character. This leads me into the last one, which is positive self-talk. Making yourself change your perspective through gratitude is one form of that. But if you're able to change the situation as to how you view yourself, I've mentioned this before, talking about themes of consciousness and our internal dialogue, how we view the world, how we change our perception to create a more positive reality for ourselves, that will enable better gratitude practice for you, but also higher motivation and for your goals to actually come true. So if you enable the past and current stressful moments to take over what your goals are going to be, then you're going to allow that narrative to take over your entire life moving forward. You can't let the past dictate your future, and you can't let the past narratives dictate your present mindset to change that future. So find ways to boost your mood, to help build your self-esteem, and then affirm it with your identity. I had mentioned this earlier about talking about the thoughts of, I feel embarrassed, I feel scared, I feel, you know, sad, versus saying, I am these things. If you start saying, I am grateful, I am abundant, I am positive, I am happy, I am all of these things that are great for my well-being, then that's going to change your identity as to how you state the words, I am, with those feelings. Attach the feelings to the identity and allow yourself to believe in the positive that you connect yourself to. If thoughts come in that feel positive, attach the identity to the positive. If thoughts come in that feel negative, separate yourself from that identity and allow those thoughts to go. So notice when the thoughts arise in your head and acknowledge them and say for that, how is this going to benefit me or harm me? If those thoughts are negative, think about how you can turn them into a positive and then reinforce that versus reinforcing the negative. The mind wants to feel safe. It wants to choose the path of least resistance. So it's going to try every which way as a protective mechanism to convince you to stay in that same safe haven that feels probably miserable or limited or challenging, because you're at a point where you might be frustrated with wanting these new, hard, out of sight type of goals that your brain is telling yourself you can't achieve. Yet if you're able to change the narrative and you're able to change how you view those goals through your inner dialogue and your perception of the world, then they will start to feel more real. They will start to feel obtainable. They will start to feel like they're beneficial for you. And you have to tell the mind what is beneficial for you through your spirit. Your mind is going to choose a negative path. It's going to choose the path again of least resistance. So what will it want? The same thing it's always wanted. The patterns that have been repeated. So in order to break those patterns, you need to tell yourself, what is it that I'm willing to do that's hard, that's scary, that's out of my comfort zone, that it might sound like it's not a part of who I am, but I want to be this X, Y, and Z version of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to realign my identity to these new things that feel like hard, scary, maybe sometimes out of line positive. Your brain is going to trick you into thinking that those positive things are cheesy, they're fake, they're not who you are. And I'm here to tell you, they are. You just need to help yourself identify that that is who you are and stay connected with your true self. Allow your goals to follow through with the identity that you choose to create. And I pray it's a positive one for you all. Stay safe during these holidays. Have fun. Be with the people you love. Cherish every moment. Practice gratitude. Create that positive self-talk for yourself. And stay driven as fuck. Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.